Residents of the Puerto Rican island of Vieques have until this Friday to convince the U.S. Navy to do a full cleanup of unexploded munitions in the western part of their tropical island. The Navy used sections of Vieques for target practice for more than 60 years until it was forced to halt its operations several years ago. Some of the lands were turned over to the local government, but a portion of the Navy-controlled area was turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Local residents want the area cleared of unexploded munitions, but the Navy says all it's willing to do is build a fence around it with warning signs urging people not to enter. Jorge Fernando Porto is a community member of the Vieques Restoration Advisory Board, which was set up to advise the Navy on the cleanup. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
In 2002, when they left the western part of Vieques, the Navy began the cleanup on what was basically a base, no, a naval base. It wasn't used for bombing. It was used mainly for storing bombs and munitions of all kinds. No? They used to blow up their old and damaged munitions and bombs. They used to dig some pits and just put them in and blow them up. But what happened was that many of the bombs that did not explode, they just were kicked out by the explosion of the ones that did explode. So you had about 350 acres where munitions and bombs that were supposed to be detonated, it detonated. They were lying around in this place. Mm-hmm. The main problem right now is that the Navy is proposing for the final cleanup of this specific site just to fence in whatever bombs are left. What's left, just fence it in and put signs that restrict access, and that's the end of the cleanup. And we certainly don't agree with that policy. Just leave bombs lying around is not a good policy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are a member of the Restoration Advisory Board.
Yes.
That was set up to work with the Navy on this. On that advisory board, are there community Vieques people? And what have been the politics in terms of trying to convince the Navy to do what the people of Vieques want?
We don't have much power. The Restoration Advisory Board is kind of a meeting place that the law, the federal law, forces the armed forces, or whatever. You had a military base or a place where the armed forces had some kind of activity. Well, you have to create this meeting place where the community, local government, and so forth can meet with the Navy in this case and be informed of whatever they're doing. So basically we have no power to orient, to decide how the cleanup is going to go. No, that's not the regulatory agencies that have that kind of power. But we do have the power to denounce what they are trying to do with this policy, no? And that's what we have been doing. We think it's unacceptable for the community. It's unacceptable that the final action that the Navy will have in the places where they used to have bombs or used to bomb is just to fence it in and close it up and not clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Is there still an opportunity for the voices of the people in Vieques and also people in other places to try to pressure the Navy to not just put a fence around these unexploded bombs and other ammunition, but to actually clean it up once and for all altogether? Is there still time for the public to pressure the Navy on this?
Yeah, we have until the October 5th. That was the comment period ends for this purpose and this specific site. They put out a report. In that report, they said, well, they had five alternatives for the cleanup. One of them is the one they are choosing, that they prefer, that is just partial cleanup. And we support the last alternative, which is a total cleanup of the bombs on the surface and down to 2 feet. Below the surface, because, of course, clean up on beaches and underwater, which has not begun.
Mm-hmm. For listeners of our program who might want to contact the Navy or lend their voice to this issue, what's the best thing that they could do?
This is the moment, and we would hope, or we would like to, for anybody, even those who are not involved with the Vieques cleanup, just to tell the Navy that Vieques should be cleaned up maybe not. It will be impossible to be cleaned up to the point where it was before the Navy got here. But it should be cleaned up to the utmost extent possible. There should not be bombs be left just lying around and hoping that a barbed wire fence will stop people from coming in. Or it is not a sensible or sane policy to leave bombs lying around. Basically, what they did in this place in the West is they picked up the bombs that were easily seen on the surface and up to 1 foot under the surface. In places where Fish and Wildlife proposes a picnic area and a parking area, in those areas, they cleaned up to 1 foot down and up to 4 feet under the beaches and roads. But in the rest, they will leave whatever munitions and bombs are there, they will leave them as they are, and just fence the place in the hope that the fences will stop people from coming in. The Navy is basically avoiding liability. They don't care much about the cleanup. They just care about not being sued. Just fence it in, put signs up that said do not trespass, and forget about it, and then go away. And we think that's unacceptable because they did not find these places full of bombs. They cannot leave it full of bombs.
Jorge Fernandez Porto is a civilian member of the Vieques Restoration Advisory Board. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.